Chapter 14. The Adventures of Theseus. Theseus was the son of Aegeus, king of Athens, and Aethra, the daughter of King Pittheus, and was born in Troezen. Aegeus never saw his son as a child because he had to return to Athens. But before he left, he took a great rock and put a sword and a pair of shoes under it. "If our child is a boy," he said to Aethra, "do not tell him who his father is until he can lift this stone. When that time comes, send him to Athens, because I will need his help." Theseus grew strong and brave, and when he was 18, he was able to lift the rock. He took the sword, put on the shoes, and went off on the road to find his father in Athens. A short way from Troezen, he met Periphetes, the clubman, whose only weapon was a huge iron club. Theseus used his strength to take the club out of Periphetes' hands, and then he killed the great man with his own weapon. As he went on, Theseus stopped to kill a wild pig that was destroying the land, and then, on a rocky cliff where the path was narrow, he met Chiron.
"All who pass this way must pay," said the awful man. "So get down on your knees and wash my feet."
Theseus had been warned about Chiron, so he got down on his knees away from the cliff edge. Then Chiron shouted and kicked Theseus and tried to push him off the cliff. But Theseus was ready for him, and, grabbing his foot, threw Chiron over his shoulder. The awful man went headfirst over the cliff, down into the deep water. That evening, Theseus came to a dark tower.
"Good evening to you, stranger," cried the master of the tower. "You must be tired. Come in and rest for the night. You can try my wonderful bed, the magic bed of Procrustes. It fits every man, great or small, long or short."
But Theseus had been warned about Procrustes, so when it was time for bed, he cried, "First, let me fit you to the bed." And he threw the man down and cut off his feet and head to fit the bed. This is what Procrustes had done to all his guests before Theseus. No man ever lived a night on that terrible bed. When at last Theseus came to Athens, he marched into the palace of his father, King Aegeus. But he did not tell the king who he was, and only the king's witch wife knew him. The old king had married the witch because she promised to give him lots of sons to protect him against his 50 nephews, the children of Pallas. But now he was scared of her, and she told him not to believe the brave things that Theseus said he had done.
"Young man," the king said, "I will believe what you say only if you can bring me the Cretan bull which has been destroying my lands at Marathon and killing my people."
So this is what Theseus did. But the witch wife hated him and mixed some poison into the drink he would have at dinner that night. But at the grand meal, the king suddenly recognized Theseus's sword, and he quickly knocked the cup of poison out of his hand. The witch wife then ran away, and Aegeus welcomed Theseus and said that he would become king when Aegeus died. This made the sons of Pallas very angry, and they planned to attack Athens and kill Theseus. But Theseus left the city with a big army and surprised his enemy before they could come into Athens and attack. With his army, Theseus destroyed the sons of Pallas and all their men. When Theseus returned to Athens, the people in the city were mourning. King Minos's men had come from Crete to take away 7 young men and 7 young women to feed to the Minotaur, a horrible monster that lived in a labyrinth under Crete. This happened every year to pay for the death of Minos's son at Marathon, killed by the bull. When Theseus heard this, he cried, "I will be one of the young men, and will meet this Minotaur. If I kill it, I will save our country from this sorrow." King Aegeus agreed and said, "If you return, put up the white sails as you come back into Athens. If I see the black sails, I will know that you are dead." When Theseus reached Crete, he met Princess Ariadne, a daughter of King Minos, and she quickly fell in love with him. She did not want him to be eaten by the Minotaur, so she thought of a plan to help him.
"Take this ball of wool," she told him. "No one has ever found their way out of the labyrinth, but if you tie one end of the wool to the door and unroll it as you walk, you can find your way back. I will wait at the door at midnight to let you out, but when you escape, you must take me with you."
Theseus did what Ariadne told him and walked through the long corridors of the labyrinth, unrolling the wool behind him. At last he came to a big room and was filled with fear when he saw the Minotaur waiting for him. It was a terrible creature with the body of a man and the head and neck of a bull. When it saw Theseus, the Minotaur gave a furious shout of anger and hunger and quickly ran at him. Having no weapons, Theseus hit the creature hard with his hand and then jumped to the side. Again and again the monster ran at Theseus, and each time he hit it hard. At last the animal became tired, and Theseus grabbed its horns and pushed its head back until its huge neck broke, and the Minotaur lay dead. Theseus then followed the wall back to the door where Ariadne waited for him. Together with the other young men and women, they went to their ship and sailed over the sea towards Athens. On the way, they stopped to rest on the lovely island of Naxos. Here, Dionysus saw Ariadne, and he also fell in love with her dark, wild beauty. He made her fall into a magic sleep so that when she woke, she forgot all about Theseus and married Dionysus happily. Poor Theseus had to leave Naxos without Ariadne and was so full of sorrow that when he sailed into Athens, he forgot to put up the white sails. When he saw the black sails on the returning ship, King Aegeus threw himself into the sea and died. To this day, the sea between Greece and Turkey is called the Aegean, named after the unhappy king. King Minos did not follow Theseus and Ariadne, but instead searched for Daedalus, the clever carpenter who had made the labyrinth and had promised that no man could escape from it. But Daedalus made wings out of feathers for him and his son Icarus, and together they flew away from Crete to escape from King Minos.
"Don't go too high," his father warned.
But on the way, poor Icarus flew too close to the sun, and his wings burned. He dropped into the deep sea and drowned. Daedalus flew on alone to Sicily, but after some time, King Minos found him there. Luckily for Daedalus, the princess of Sicily had fallen in love with him, and she killed King Minos before he could hurt him. Meanwhile, Theseus had become the new king of Athens and married Phaedra, another daughter of King Minos. He ruled in Athens for many years, But one day, a message came encouraging him to join a group of heroes in search of the Golden Fleece. The fleece came from the ram that had carried Phrixus and Helle over the sea from Greece many years before. Theseus went off happily to Iolcus to join Jason and his heroes, the most famous of whom was Heracles himself.